Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000 of you. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do, going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First hard fact of the day, I got vaccinated. Yes. I've taken my first dose of the Oxford AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. If you are watching our live stream on Facebook and YouTube right now, you can see a video of me getting the shot. Go ahead, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook and Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. If you get online right now, you're watching me take the vaccine. Don't even think about making fun of me. Don't you dare make fun of me. Yes, I'm afraid of needles. Any problem? I don't think so. Well, needle or no needle, I sure took the vaccine, as you can see. And here, I'm not barking like a dog. I'm not meowing like a cat. I'm not broadcasting 5G signals. I'm not hearing Bill Gates' voice in my head commanding me to do anything. The vaccine is safe. Second hard fact of the day. Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The Nigerian Thoracic Society says more than 162,000 people die of this disease annually in Nigeria. There's also a vaccine for this, so go ahead and try to take it. Third hard fact of the day, 214 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. That's more cases than last week, Tuesday. Generally, numbers have been dropping from week to week because the second wave is dying out, but we're still going to have times where they go up. And we've also started to hear about a third wave in Western Europe and in Kenya. So, Biko, keep watching these numbers. Even though I've gotten my first dose of vaccine, I'm still taking precautions because, the vaccine doesn't kick in until a few days after you get the shot. So if you're watching, you can see I'm wearing my mask. I'm still going to be keeping my distance from people. Take your precautions. Don't go out unless you can't avoid going out. When you do go out, wear a mask. Maintain distance from people. Wash your hands. Sanitize your hands. Let's keep ourselves safe. And let me keep you informed here on Hard Facts. The next 3 hours, Anjara, are your vaccination against misinformation. Your first dose is the big three. Let's talk about the COVID-19 vaccination process in Nigeria. Then let's talk about a judge extending the NIN SIM integration deadline by 2 months. And then let's talk about Governor Tom's conversation with President Buhari. The glass ceiling is your second dose today. We'll talk about activism and leadership as ways to break the glass ceiling. I'll have a glass breaker with me, Bisi Adeleye Fayemi. She's an activist. She's a feminist. She's a co-founder and leader of various organizations working for women's rights across Africa. And she's also the first lady of Ekiti State. So she'll join us at 4 p.m. Don't miss that interview, that conversation. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk some more about the tech sector. We started last week with Eloho Mame. She's back this week. She's the co-founder of First Check Africa. First Check Africa is an angel investor fund. Last week, we talked about why the Nigerian tech sector is growing so fast and getting so much attention from global investors, right? So we'll continue that conversation this week, but she'll also take your questions about the tech sector. So if you want to get into the tech sector, you're looking at how to attract investors into your startup, you're looking at what skills you should acquire If you're interested in going into the tech sector, come with your questions at 5 o'clock and Eloha will answer them. News updates will come your way at the top of every hour. You need to listen to every minute if you want to win on Just a Minute. And stay here after the news at 6 because we've got final facts coming your way. That's your booster shot. And after final facts, let's talk with Voice of America. But let's get started with the big three Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts, Lagos.
This is the big three.
On hard facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Have you or anyone you know gotten the COVID-19 vaccine? Have you or anybody you know gotten the COVID-19 vaccine? Have you linked your NIN to your SIMS yet? Have you done that? Could insecurity jeopardize the 2023 elections? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is the effort to get Nigeria vaccinated against COVID-19. Like I told you just now, I have been vaccinated. If you're watching on Facebook, you can see you can see me, getting vaccinated. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. I got my own vaccination at the primary healthcare center at Iwefo. They had a whole process, right? So I got there early. I got there like 5 a.m. Like, my guy, I got there like 5 a.m. The center opened at 8. So when they opened, they first identified the people who are priority in the first phase. So in the first phase, priority are medical workers, the elderly who are 70 and above, frontline workers, and I was included as a frontline worker because I'm press. So we had to show our ID cards and then they allowed us to come in. But of course, 70-year-olds didn't have to show their ID cards. You will know from the way they are bending down. Oh, my daughter, my son, help me out. Oh, my God. Well, some of them are pretty strong, but yeah, that's how it went down. After they let us in, we sat in a waiting area and they gave us numbers. So basically, they were attending to us in order. When it's your turn, you go to the desk, they fill out this card for you, they put a sticker on the card that has a QR code. Each QR code is associated to a single dose of the vaccine. Once the card was filled, I went to the nurse and boom, I got the jab. You don't even pay yourself. They've given me my date to come back for the second dose in June. It's on my card. So yeah, we're good. Now, I was talking to some of the staff there, and they said that depending on the day, they get through between 100 and 150 people a day. Now, we've got 88 centers in Lagos. So using that as a lower end, Lagos can maybe vaccinate between 10,000 and 15,000 people a day. And it seems that we've finally gotten up to that speed. Yesterday, we vaccinated 13,395 Lagosians, according to Akia Bayomi, the health commissioner. But we've still only vaccinated less than 60,000 people. Now, if we had been vaccinating 13,000 a day, every day, since March 14th, we would have been at 100,000 by now. So obviously we had a slow start, but now we're getting reports that in the first few days, a lot of health workers and frontline workers and elderly people were not coming forward for the jab. But it seems like things have changed and more people are willing to go and get it done. I got mine on my third try. First time I tried the Victoria Land Primary Health Center, and I got there at 10 a.m. and they were closed. And then I tried Iwefon, and then they were also done for the day. They had too much, like the crowd was too much, man. And then the third time I tried was when I now got my own vaccine. Right now, Etiosa is leading the race. Etiosa has vaccinated 4,770 people. Ikeja has vaccinated 4,262 people. Then Lagos mainland has vaccinated 4,191 people. Alimosho has vaccinated 3,818 people. Koshofe is at 3,513. Sorry. Then every other local government has done less than 3,000. And I wonder why. When I know one collect, I'm going to be announcing this league table every day so that we can all know where we stand. Now, all the vaccines administered in Nigeria so far have been the Oxford AstraZeneca brand. Nigeria is also trying to get some of the Pfizer vaccine as well. But now we're hearing that two Nigerian vaccines could be going into clinical trials. We don't have a lot of details yet. We just heard from Boss Mustafa, the PTF chairman, that there are two candidate vaccines from Nigeria waiting for clinical trials. And he's asking for help from stakeholders to make it happen. So we're going to be looking into that to give you the accurate information about it. But until then, let's focus on the vaccines that we do have, right? Have you gotten vaccinated yet? Do you know somebody who has gotten vaccinated? What was your experience like? Or were you unsuccessful? Have you been trying and you've not been successful yet? Some people have made it into a fun hunt. Where can we get vaccinated in Lagos? Meanwhile, in other states in Nigeria, people are not even sending. In Port Harcourt, my mother-in-law went to the vaccination center, the primary health center, and she was the only one in the compound. She was the only one there. A friend of mine got vaccinated today, took her less than 45 minutes, and there were not many in the vaccination center. And the only reason she got vaccinated was because she saw my video. She said, ah, Sandra, if you can do it, okay, me too, let me go and do it. But hey, you know, what was your story? 0700-993-993-993. You can also call us if you are a woman, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Personally, my arm still hurts. So they give you the jab on your left arm and that arm still hurts. Like I can barely move it. I can barely lift it up. What else? I feel very tired, but it feels the same way it would feel if you have malaria and they give you malaria medication. So the side effects of like malaria medication. So it's kind of like any vaccine you take, really. You know how you take babies to go and get vaccinated and they have a fever or they're crying or they're cranky? That's how it feels, really. You know, so I couldn't be in at work yesterday because, man... My body be like, they knock me tinker, but I feel much better now. 99.3, hello, thanks for calling us. Hello? Okay, we've got Henry Naja on the line. Hello, Henry.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Have you been vaccinated? Do you know somebody who has been vaccinated?
I was vaccinated last week.
Oh.
Next day, I was not myself. I have to call one of the doctors. Then I just told myself, this I'm feeling. She was just laughing.
How were you feeling? Tell me how you were feeling.
If I looked as if I was going to, life was like going out of me. Was it maybe I was not having a kind of malaria before?
And do you know what? They say that those people who have had it before, who have had COVID before, when they take the vaccine, they have a worse reaction than people who haven't. That's how some people even found out, I don't get this COVID before. But you feel better today, yeah?
I can jump now.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear it. Thank you, Henry, for calling. But what was the process like for you?
No, it wasn't just so hard. I get there so early and I was vaccinated. I issued with the green card. Mm. They asked me to come, I think, 3 months after this.
In June.
And that was, thank you, in June.
In June, it's June.
Please just kindly advocate on me because people are afraid of death. They don't want to take the vaccine so that they will go and die at home. Let them know that.
No, they won't die at home. Well, you're here and I'm here. We're not dead, so. Henry, thank you so much for calling. Shade is in Ikeja. Shade, have you been vaccinated?
No, not yet. I'm still doing the vaccination hunt.
I didn't tell you. No, be small hunt.
Because the first location I went to, they said they were only giving
people in phase one. Shade, your line is breaking up. Maybe call us back. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Good afternoon. Am I welcome? Have you been vaccinated?
I called my president as he came back now. when some people took this vaccine, Nigerians, did you really take it or scope it, Jalam? But when my president took it, yes, I said yes. If Andre Ezekwesili takes it, I won't forget him. So we believe it's now. Get out of here.
Oh,
get out of here. On the vaccine, on a serious note, I think institutional skepticism. I don't want to make excuse for Nigerian, but institutional skepticism, it comes generationally. Because when government has not gathered the integrity it's not something you just say, oh, because you are the government. Mm. No, it didn't even make any difference that certain people took it. Mm. Made zero for me. Do you understand?
Mm.
So I think all those things, when you gaslight people, all those things, the cumulative effect happens in things like this. Mm. Then on the wider conspiracy theories, of course, WhatsApp groups are very, I think they should be watching out for WhatsApp groups. They are the most effective disseminators of fake news.
Of fake news.
Bill Gates and this and that. And that. So I'm surprised. Again, no, I'm surprised sarcastically, right, that the National Auditing Agency is not over time. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
They're allowing things first, and there's no alternative reality. There's nothing. Just allowing things to spread. But what do I know? I'm just a lazy Nigerian youth. You know? I just wanted to know that president is okay. That's all. Not that they have things to say.
Okay. I'm okay, am I? Thank you very much for calling. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. I should mention, by the way, as well, that the vaccines are free of charge. I did not pay a dime. I did not see anybody paying a dime. I did not see anybody asking for money, at least at the center where I was at. I don't know what's happening at other centers, because we have the Minister of Health saying that some people are having to pay money to book a slot. So I don't know if that's happening here in Lagos. If that's been your experience, also call and let me know. We've got Eniola in Ogba on the line. Eniola, have you gotten vaccinated? Do you know somebody who has?
I have.
Oh, yay. Tell me your experience.
I got vaccinated on Monday.
Okay.
That was 3 days ago.
Okay.
I'm at Ifako Ijai General Hospital.
Okay.
So I got there around 10 o'clock.
Okay. Wow.
I know that was a bit late. There were a lot of people there. Okay. So I got a number. I waited.
Ah, you got there by 10 and you still got vaccinated?
Yeah,
people are enjoying. Oh, hey, 10 o'clock, you get to anywhere in Tiosa, you know, go see vaccine.
People are still afraid here. My neighbors, they're like, hey, don't go yet. Wait now, where they be? When I told my colleagues at work that I was going to get vaccine, please don't go. Wait, let's wait till some people take. Even the president and the governor in water that was in the syringe.
Oh, don't God. Go.
So they're like, okay, you go. Okay, since you decide to go, you as a lab rat, we'll watch you for some days.
Mm-hmm.
You see how you respond. You go and take time.
But how was it for you? Did you have any side effects?
Yeah, when I got back from the hospital, I was very dizzy.
Mm-hmm, same here.
So I just shared and slept. Mm. After I woke up, I was still feeling the pain. Of course, the spot of the jab, I was feeling the pain.
Mm.
I use paracetamol, and the following day I'm better. Okay. I'm doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
They can still feel a bit of pain there, but I think it's normal.
It's normal, yeah.
Injection, you feel
it. Yeah, it's normal, yeah. Okay, all right, Eniola, thank you very much. I hope your colleagues are convinced now that they've seen you.
No, not yet.
Not they're yet, okay. They'll watch you for like 21 days to make sure you don't turn to 5G. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Let me go to WhatsApp. We have lots of comments on WhatsApp, so let's take a look at some of them. WhatsApp again is 0700-993-993-993. We've got this message here from, you didn't keep your name, but you said, I got vaccinated last week Thursday. I had a fever the day after for the whole day, and I never had COVID-19. Could this mean that I was positive and asymptomatic? I think so. This person also says, my experience at the PHC was a breeze. It was last week, so few people on ground. I did not pay a dime, and the nurses were so kind. They ensured we waited for 15 minutes after the jab for observation. Yes, that was my experience as well. They made us wait 15 minutes after the jab so that, you know, they'll make sure we're all right. Sly in Lekki High, how are you?
I'm doing good, and how are you?
I'm good. Have you been vaccinated? Do you know somebody who has? Oh, yes.
I have.
Tell me your experience. Oh, congratulations.
And I think the experience is similar as in most of the persons that I've called so far.
Okay.
It was relatively easy.
Okay.
I tried on Monday. It didn't work out. Mm. There was just too many people at the center, and it was a little bit rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
We were asked to come back very early the next day yesterday.
Okay.
Got there. It didn't work out as well.
Okay.
But today, I guess, was my lucky day. So at about 11:45 this morning, I got the jab. And it was also okay. And I'm fine. Nothing has happened to me. I'm driving as I speak with you, and I've had no adverse reaction so far.
You had it here in Lekki?
Yes, right here in Lekki.
In Lekki, okay. What center did you have it at?
Ikate,
okay. How was Ikate? I tried at Ikate too, and the crowd scared me. I went away.
Yes, there were plenty of persons there. But today it was managed.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as bad as it was yesterday and the day before.
Yeah, that's so what I also found. At my center, the first 2 days was a disaster. But by the third day, the day I got it, they found a way to manage the crowds better.
Yeah, it was fair today. And the nurses, like everybody has said, they were good, professional, cautious. And they just did their job and made sure that everybody was observed after taking it. And then they end up giving you one or two vital information. And then with a number to call, should anything happen or should you react in a certain way.
Yes, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, something I will encourage others to go ahead and take. Mm-hmm. It's our good.
Mm-hmm. All right,
it's our good.
All right, Sly.
There's nothing to fear.
Thank you very much for calling, Sly. I appreciate it. The number to call is 01465-7190-0700-993-993-993. If you just joined the show, we're talking about getting vaccinated against COVID-19. I told you I personally have been vaccinated. If you're watching on Facebook and on YouTube, you're watching my video of myself. Don't laugh at me. Yes, I defy any door here, so what? But yeah, you can see a video of me getting vaccinated at a primary health center. I got mine at the center at Ibuefon. They had a process. I got there early. I got there like 5 a.m. Center opened at 8. When they opened, they identified people who are priority in this first phase. So there are 4 phases. First phase is for restaurant owners, taxi drivers, teachers, press, people older than 70, military men, policemen, Navy, just armed officers, then medical and health workers as well. So you work in a hospital, any of the value chains in the medical health sector, you're eligible for the first phase. Then the second phase are for, I'm going to have to take a look at that paper again to remember who the second phase is for. I think second phase is for elderly people between 69 and 45. Then the third phase is everybody between 18 and 45. Then the final phase is for people who have pre-existing conditions. That's how they've shared it out. Now, of course, amongst all of these phases, health workers are still prioritized, frontline workers as well prioritized. I got mine because I'm a member of the press. So that makes me a frontline worker, and that's how I was able to get my own shot yesterday. It was pretty easy, pretty smooth, except for the crowd. The crowd was a lot, you know. Hats off to the people who work at these centers. Let's take a break. When we come back, I'll bring you our second story, NIN and SIM integration. Don't go away.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, 29 minutes past 3. The Federal High Court in Lagos has extended the NIN SIM integration deadline by 2 months. That's our second story. So when this whole NIN SIM matter was hot, remember I told you that Monday Obani had dragged the federal government to court over it. He claimed that it was a violation of Nigerians' right to freedom of expression, right? And he also claimed that the tight deadline was a public health danger because of the COVID pandemic. And now the court appears to have agreed with Mr. Obani, and they've ordered a 2-month extension. Now, what we're waiting to hear, what we're waiting for is a confirmation of the date from which the extension takes place. Because remember, the current deadline is April 9th. So if the extension is from April 9th, then it could mean that the deadline will now be in June. So we'd wait. But even though, here's the thing. Whether it is April or May or June, one day now, one day, deadline will still come. So what I want to know, Lagos, is whether you have used the extra time that you have gotten to get this integration done. Remember, deadline was December, right? And they moved deadline to January. Then they moved it to February. Then April. Now maybe June. So what I want to know is how many of you have used the last 3 months of this year to get this integration done? We hear the crowds at the NIMC offices have reduced. It's a good thing for two reasons. Because number one, it reduces the risk of contagion. Number two, it reduces the time people spend waiting. So it's more convenient right now. I wonder if you have taken advantage of that convenience to get your NIN and to get your SIM integration done. Speaking of making it more convenient for Nigerians, I had a thought while I was waiting to get vaccinated. So while I was waiting to get vaccinated, there was this crowd of people outside the health center, and there was just a few of us inside. And I kept wondering, should NIMC set up a registration desk at these health centers? I mean, think about it. 13,000 people are getting vaccinated in Lagos daily. Add to them the thousands who wait each day but don't get vaccinated. Let's say 20,000 total. But it's more. Now, imagine if 15,000 of those do not have NIN. Imagine if there were two NIMC officers at each center and they processed four people an hour each. Over 10 hours in 88 health centers. That's 3,500 extra NINs a day. That's 17,500 extra NINs a week. That's 70,000 a month. And you've made it convenient for Nigerians because you've taken the registration to a place that they want to be. I don't know. Do you think it'll be worth it? When you're waiting to get vaccinated, you have time to think about all kinds of things. So that's what I was thinking about when I was getting vaccinated. But yeah, have you gotten your NIN? Have you integrated your NIN to your SIM card? What do you think about the decision of the court to extend the deadline? Do you think that NIMC should set up desks at the vaccination centers? And yes, you can still tell me if you have been vaccinated, if you have tried to be vaccinated, if you were successful with trying to get vaccinated, if you will get the vaccine. Why don't you want to get the vaccine? I want to hear from you, everybody. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. Twitter to us, by the way. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. At Nigeria Info FM. And you can share your thoughts via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, and we've got a WhatsApp 080-959-75805. The number for women is 01-465-7190. Only women, 01-465-7190. 01-465-7190. Emeka is in Apapa. Hello, Emeka.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
About the NIN.
Okay, have you been able to do it?
Yeah, I've done that, but I think you're right for what you said.
Okay.
It's a good opportunity for a lot of people to do that. I've been trying to vaccinate it.
Mm.
I think it's a good idea, and it would be nice if the telecommunication would do that.
Okay. All right. It'll be nice if they do it, Emeka says. Thank you very much for calling, Emeka. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Twitter is at Nigeria Info FM. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. You can share your thoughts with me about our first story. With our first story, I brought you the vaccination exercise, vaccination rollout for Lagos, Nigeria. I told you how it was going. Now, let's take a look at Otumba. Otumba is calling in Ogun State, or from Ogun State. Otumba, welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, congratulations on your vaccination age.
Thank you. Have you gotten vaccinated?
Not really. And that's one of the reasons why I'm calling.
Okay.
In Ogun State here. Yeah. Mm. I live in Ogun State. Odegba.
Okay.
And this is the local government headquarters.
Okay.
Where I live.
Okay.
And up to now, we don't have a single vaccination center, even though we have a general hospital here.
Have you gone to the primary health center? Because that's where that's who is coordinating it.
To the best of my knowledge, we have about 3 PHC within the Odiagba itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and to Mowe Axis, making it about 5.
Okay.
But not a single of them have been chosen for vaccination.
Ah.
And thinking about the population of this local government, it is the second largest local government in Ogun State after Ifo.
Okay.
So we are very willing, but we are stranded. We don't know where to go.
Ah, that's quite something. That's quite something. I wonder why.
Well, maybe you have to, because this is a national radio.
Mm-hmm.
And most time when you talk about Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
But this radio is widely received across Nigeria. And I'm getting across to you now to help us.
Yeah.
Here in Obafemi Ode local government, you know, which is the second largest local government after Ifo, we don't have a single vaccination center. And that is awesome. We are willing.
That is so strange. But thank you for bringing this to our attention, Otumba. This is something that we need to take a look at some more. Find out why.
All right.
Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. I wonder why. Because there's supposed to be a national rollout. And if you have the second largest local government not having a single dose of the vaccine, questions have to be asked about why. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Call our number 0700-993-993-993. We've got James who says, Sandra, I've not been vaccinated. Congratulations, though. But I want to ask sincerely, does taking the vaccine prevent me from contacting the virus? Like I can go about without a face mask? Please throw more light. All right, James. So taking the vaccine doesn't prevent you from getting the virus, but it prevents you from getting sick if you get the virus. So if you get the virus, you're not going to end up in the hospital. You will not even know that you have the virus. So that's why it's important for you to wear a mask so that you don't infect other people with it. Because you will not be sick. You will not even know you have the virus, but you can still infect other people. Right? So you could infect somebody else and that person could end up in a hospital, or they might end up not even knowing they have the virus. But it's better to be safe than sorry. Speaking of safe than sorry, I'll have Dr. Onyema Obuago back on the show with us on Thursday. That's tomorrow, 5 p.m. He'll be joining us from America. He's one of the doctors that worked on the trials for the Pfizer vaccine. So he'll be talking to us about the vaccines some more tomorrow, 5 o'clock. Don't miss that conversation. We've got Saj in Ikeja on the line. Saj, how are you?
I'm fine, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want to make a comment on your program this afternoon. First,
okay.
I want to welcome you back.
Thank you.
And secondly, I want to congratulate Monday Obani, and because he has done a very good work for the extension of his name.
Yeah. Saj, I'm sorry. Call back if you can. 99.3. Sorry about that. Hello. Thank you for calling us. Hello.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, how is your work?
Good, good. Welcome.
Yeah. You know, this vaccination of a thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not taking it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not taking it. Because, do you remember in 2019 when coronavirus came, are you aware that the federal government abandoned us to Hungary and lockdown? But now they want us to take that vaccine, without Hungary.
Because they can't drink it now. If they could have drank it, they probably would have drank it. But since they can't drink it, they have to give it to you to take it.
Okay. I can't take vaccine with Hungary.
Okay.
I can't take vaccine.
Okay, you don't need food
because
to take vaccine, Sha.
The money, the World Bank get there, they ate it.
Yeah, but what has that got to do with vaccine?
So they were the people that went and brought coronavirus. So coronavirus know where it's going. Okay?
Okay.
So we are not taking it. Some of us, we are not taking it. And it's good for people that are taking it. Mm. They didn't take it. Okay. It's good for them.
Okay. I quite agree. It is good for me. Thank you for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Kingsley. I'm calling from Sulere.
Hi, Kingsley. Welcome.
Yeah. Please, I heard you say even with the virus, you can still get infected.
With the vaccine, yes.
With the vaccine, I mean.
Yes.
I mean, why are we taking the vaccine if we're going to get infected?
So that you don't get sick and end up in the hospital.
But I think for the past one year now, we've been hearing about coronavirus, and I can tell you, I have a lot of people around working with coronavirus, and they seem not to get sick. I don't know. I don't think the rate of people that is getting sick here in Nigeria is as much as the one in Europe and the rest of them.
Mm.
So, to my own suggestion is that I think the vaccine should go for the elderly ones and the ones that have an underlying case.
Mm.
If I can get the virus and I don't get sick, or probably I get sick and I get recovered, why am I taking the virus?
Well, it's because, well, there's no way to know that you are one of the people who will not get sick if you get it, or that you're one of the people who will be mildly sick if you get it. The only way to know that for sure is if you take the vaccine. If you take the vaccine, then you know for sure that even if you get it, you're not even going to know that you have the vaccine. You're not going to have, do you understand? So yeah, I hear you on the whole, give it to older people and give it to people who have underlying conditions. But I should also mention that nobody is forcing anybody to take it, right? Because we're also seeing young people here in Nigeria who are getting seriously ill, especially in the second wave.
I'm not about that.
Or they're getting hospitalized. So it's not by force. They're not forcing anybody. If you want it, go and take it, right?
Another thing is that I heard some European countries are making it compulsory for anybody that is coming to their country to be vaccinated.
Yeah, it's the same way if you're traveling, you need to be vaccinated for yellow fever. Is the same. Have you ever traveled out?
But if I'm not, oh, Jesus Christ, what? I believe there's nothing more into this vaccine.
Have you ever traveled?
Yeah, I've been to Turkey, but before.
Did you have to travel with a yellow fever card?
Yes.
Uh-huh. So it's the same thing.
But you know, there's a lot of buzz about this coronavirus.
Because people are less busy and they have time to make up conspiracy theories. But if you look at it logically, if you look at the facts, you see a lot of the conspiracy theories don't meet up to the facts. They don't pass your smell test.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling. Okay. All right, let's bring you our final story on today's Big Three. Governor Samuel Otom says that if Nigeria doesn't handle insecurity, we may not be able to hold elections in 2023. That's our final story. Otom is the Benue State governor, and his convoy was recently attacked by gunmen. I'm sure you know that. So far, a group calling itself the Fulani Nationality Movement has claimed responsibility, while the government says that the matter is being investigated, the federal government. So the president met with Otom to talk about what happened. And Otom spoke to the press after that meeting. And here's what he said. Quote, "I want to also appeal to Nigerians. 2023, yes, to a politician is not far, but it is still a long way. If we secure our country and everything is going fine, then we can talk about 2023. But the way things are going, if we don't secure the country, there's no way that we can be talking about 2023. For me, I want us as leaders of this country, we have taken oaths of office. Let us abide by those things that we have said and work together as a team. Leave politics aside, leave ethnicity aside, and secure the country. We have no other country than the Nigeria that we live in." End quote. Those are the words from the governor of Benue State. So clearly, Otom was not making a general statement. He was speaking in the context of politics. Some say that he was suggesting that elected officials may not be addressing the insecurity issue properly because of 2023 politics. And he's warning them that if the insecurity gets worse, if the insecurity gets worse because they fail to act while waiting for the elections, the insecurity might get so hot that elections cannot hold, and so they lose either way. So Autumn is asking the political class to understand that securing the country isn't only the right thing to do, and isn't the only, and isn't only what they swore an oath to do, but it is also in their personal interests as people who want elections to hold. And speaking of Autumn, I didn't get to discuss this with you because I was at home, but what do you think about the idea of armed groups attacking a governor and trying to kidnap a governor? What do you think about that? We've already seen attacks by Boko Haram on Zulum in Borno. Now we're seeing this attack on Autumn, allegedly by FUNAM. Some are saying that this is a sign that the security situation has worsened, because now governors are getting attacked. Do you agree? And if you agree, what do you think needs to be done right now to arrest this situation? 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Yes, you can still talk to me about vaccines. Have you taken them? Do you know who has taken them? And yes, you can talk to me about NIN and SIM integrations as well. Have you gotten your NIN? Have you integrated your NIN to your SIM cards? What do you think about the decision of the court to extend the deadline? And then talk to me about Autumn's warning to elected officials. What do you think about that? David in Beshe Island, welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yes. I go along with Governor Autumn, or is that the name?
Yes, that's the name. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not only security alone. Afenifere have said the issue of restructuring must be addressed before 2023. If not, there will be no election. And I think we are having more build up to this. So I think the fundamental is the document that we agreed to that brought us together as Nigeria have been jettisoned. And that is why we are having all these problems. And we have to go back to that agreement. That's the first document, the first Republican constitution. So because things are falling apart, they are trying to force another one on Nigerians. Mm-hmm. And it's people are not willing to take it.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. I'm trying to understand what you're saying. What are they forcing on Nigerians?
The first Republican constitution.
Okay.
It's an agreement by all the ethnic groups that came together to form Nigeria.
Right.
That was the agreement.
Right.
So the fundamental of that agreement in that first Republic Constitution have been taken away from the present Constitution.
Okay.
So they are trying to force the present Constitution on Nigerians. And that is why you are getting all this unpleasant things, insecurity, whatever you are getting, you know, maladministration.
I see.
Even our economy has been ruined.
So, and all of that has to do with the old constitution. And so,
of course,
so the way forward.
That first Republic constitution and British embassy, we still have it.
Okay.
So let us go back to it and see what is there. That is what we agreed to. That is what every Nigerian agreed to.
All right, David, thank you very much for calling. Oluwayemi Olatomido says, as much as taking the vaccine seems to be going well, I think they should be made readily available at grassroots level. But that's what primary health centers are now. Primary health centers are for grassroots people. He also says, Oluwayemi also says, people still need a lot of sensitizing about taking the vaccine. I quite agree with that. We've got Saj in Ikeja calling back. Hello, Saj. Thanks for calling back.
Oh, Sandra.
Hey.
I'm back.
Yes, welcome back.
Well, first, let me congratulate Monday Obani again for the victory.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are so many things that is wrong at presently, because I don't think it is right time for us to be doing name registration, even though it is necessary and the Nigerian need it.
Okay.
At a critical situation like this, where we have our borders so porous that our president has opened up our borders up north for the Fulani to migrate into this country. Now we start having name registration. Then at the end of the day, we have criminals getting the name. It becomes a Nigeria. They can't even account for the people who are foreigners in the country. We don't have data for them. You can say that we have so much problem in our hands. And relating to what Utom has said, I think it's absolutely right. We can only vote when we have a very good situation. If there are crises, God forbid, there's a Rwanda in Nigeria, that means we are not having election. And the present government remains the president.
Okay.
So we have so much problem. We need to dissect what Utom has said and realize that if their government is romancing bandits and they, instead of clamp down on them, they start romancing, they're giving them money. Are you not encouraging them? You have not come out to address the situation holistically and let these people understand that we have capacities to take them down. You are turning criminality into a business. Honestly, it's a serious challenge in our hand that we need to come together and solve. If you fail to do that, I agree with Utom, we may not have election. And if that is the game the current government wants to play, I say it doesn't work out. Because if there is serious crisis in the land, there won't be election, and the president remains the president. That's the way I see it.
All right, Saj, thank you very much for calling with your thoughts. We've got Benga Daniel on Twitter who says, I already got my SIMs linked, but I knew that it would be extended. We've got more messages here. Preside 1982 on Twitter says, Sandra, there are well-labeled, conspicuously impending signs and symptoms that clearly show that the 2023 elections will be predominantly characterized by violence, which will result in human lethality, and deliberate destruction of socioeconomic values. All right, a lot of grammar there. Daniel Idowa Bayomi says, Sandra, securing lives and property is crucial to any credible election. All right, Daniel, thank you for your message. We've got more messages here. Okay. Here's this message from Omar Kio. Somebody took a screenshot of my vaccine. Wow, okay. We've got Omar King who says, so you got your jab, good for you, but why are you scheduled for a second dose? I thought there's only one dose for AstraZeneca. No, there are two doses for AstraZeneca. The only vaccine that has one dose is Johnson & Johnson, and we don't have that in Nigeria. We've got Tony, St. Tony, who says, thanks for inspiring me to take the jab. Oh, I'm glad. Well done. I'm glad. Yay. Get it. Because here's the thing, as young people, because I have to go back to that comment that was made by, I don't remember his name now, but he called in and said that it would be nice if older people could get it. But we also have to remember that viruses mutate. So if young people go unvaccinated, even if the virus doesn't kill them, it will breed inside them and it will mutate. And if it mutates long enough, there's a danger that the new strains will be able to defeat the immunity from vaccines. So the only way to protect the elderly and people who have underlying conditions is those of us who can get vaccinated. We need to vaccinate all of us. All of us need to be vaccinated. That's how to protect everybody. But again, it's not by force. Get it if you think that you want to get it. Only if you want to. No one's forcing you to. And it is free of charge. So please, if you get to a center where they're doing some magu-magu, kindly report that center. Someone says, Sandra, congratulations on your vaccination yesterday. Please gently read out the vaccination website because I don't know it. So the vaccination website is almost pointless. I say that because I registered on the website. But when I got to my vaccination center and I told them, I'm registered online. Oh, they were like, okay. And then they still took my details down manually. So I would advise you just find the nearest health center closest to you and, going there if you qualify. Remember, there are four phases. So first phase, second phase, third phase, final phase. If you're between 18 to 45, you are in the third phase. If you have an underlying condition, you are in the fourth phase, phase number four. Second phase is for elderly people who are between 45 and 69. Then first phase is, and then throughout all these phases, health workers are there, frontline workers are there, everybody in that category getting their doses as well. I was able to get mine because as a journalist, I'm a frontline worker. All right, we'll take a break. After the break, we'll talk some more. Don't go away.